And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joining you here as we are joined by Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler by telephone from the Police Department headquarters. Director Butler, good to talk to you.
Well, same here. Good morning, Brandon.
I know things have changed quite a bit in the last couple weeks for a lot of folks, and police are not immune to that right now. How is business different right now for the police department?
Where do I start? We are taking seriously, of course, all of the health experts' recommendations in terms of social distancing and trying to keep the place sanitized and protect our own employees from getting sick. So some of the basic things we're doing are, for example, if a citizen calls in to report a crime and it's not in progress, it's not a violent crime, it's a property crime, our first step in the past would be to have the officer dispatched and respond to their location. Now the first step is for the officer to call the reporting party, ask a few more questions, and see if we can take the report over the telephone. So far, that seems to be working very well, and the whole purpose behind that, again, is to limit unnecessary contact with people whose movements we're unfamiliar with, and we don't know if they're infected or not. I want to reassure everyone that if they call in with a violent crime that's occurred or one in progress, even domestics, that it's business as usual in terms of sending an officer there to protect them and investigate what has happened. Of course, when they're on the scene, they will still, to the extent that they can, ask appropriate questions to see if somebody might have been exposed and also protect themselves from exposure. And the main reason for that, and I think it's obvious, but I'll say it anyway, is if we get an officer exposed, sometimes, or many cases, they won't know they've been exposed for a period of time. And so in the interim, they could be potentially exposing additional officers and other staff, and then I've got potentially a big problem on my hands because I don't have people that can provide services. The other thing that we're doing to try to protect our officers and detectives especially, but we're also using it in the records division, is we've broken up our employees into work teams. And these work teams are separated where only one team is in the building at a time during the day. We rotate them weekly, and they will provide services here, but the other two teams will work remotely from home. If we get a team member who's at the station infected or exposed, and we think they could be carrying the virus, we'll send that whole team home to self-isolate and then bring in one of the other teams and have them pick up the ball and keep working. So we've been doing that. We're in our second week of that protocol, and it's working very well right now. Early on, prior to instituting this, we had one employee who had been in an area in Colorado that had been identified as a hot spot. So he heard about that and called us before he came back to work. He was on vacation and reported it. And we just set him up to work at home. This is the end of that two-week period. So he had been assigned to one of those stay-at-home teams. So he's been working, just not here from the station.
Wow, that's all these things you have to think about. And, the police department is one agency that we can't live without. We got to have our police. And so one person gets sick and infects multiple people, that could be a real problem.
Yes, it could. And another example of what we're doing, if you want to look at other employees, the records division will serve the public at the front window and give them copies of incident reports and accident reports. And typically, there's a fee for this. And while they can still come to the station, for the time being, we've waived the online fee associated with requesting those reports. So the things that they're eligible to get copies of online, the $5 fee for that is waived right now to encourage people not to come in here just to save money and get these reports remotely. We do have windows, as you know, in the lobby that protect the employees in records and civil process. So we have left our lobby open, and some people still come in for services, but we've measured off a 6-foot distance from the window, even though we have the window, and we're requesting people stand behind that 6-foot line when conducting business. It's a little challenging sometimes with the audio, but everybody's been very patient and willing to work with us.
Yeah, we're talking to Director Dennis Butler, Riley County Police Department. You know, there's all sorts of uncertainty. We may or may not get a stay-at-home order in the next couple days. That was mentioned last night by Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs and your Assistant Director Kurt Muldrup talking about that at the press conference last night. There's a lot of questions that people, I'm sure, will have if something like that gets issued, how that would be enforced by the police department, and maybe how you guys are enforcing people from gathering in crowds of more than 10.
Well, I know those discussions about a stay-at-home order are occurring as we speak, and we should know something hopefully this morning about whether or not it will be issued. I don't want to preempt any announcement, but if one is issued, I believe it'll go into effect sometime on Sunday. The period of time, I think, could be anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. I don't know the answer to that yet either. We will be meeting, members of my staff and I will be meeting with the county attorney today and our own legal counsel to discuss our posture, our enforcement posture, when we see violations or violations are reported. As you can imagine, it's very difficult when there's so many exceptions to staying at home in terms of going to the grocery store, the doctor, or other critical needs, whether or not someone's in violation of the stay-at-home order. But there is an authority in there for us to enforce violations. And our hope and our expectation is that citizens will work with us and be respectful of the order. And if we have to intervene, it'll hopefully just be a warning. And if somebody refuses to abide by it, then we may be put in a situation where we have to enforce it. That really is not what we want to do, but we're prepared to if that's needed.
Somebody email us here asking if they have a license that's overdue and they have to drive to the doctor or grocery when it's overdue, will they be ticketed for that?
No, the governor issued an order last week granting a 60-day extension on expiring driver's licenses and license plates. So if a license plate, let's say, expires at the end of this month, they were supposed to have a March renewal, and then the treasurer's office closed like it did a couple of weeks ago, and they can't do it online. Sometimes you can do these things online. The governor has issued an order granting a 60-day extension. So most likely, if an officer sees an expired tag in April that should have been renewed in March, they probably won't even stop the car.
All right. That's something I hadn't thought about here, but definitely that's probably good news for some folks.
Yeah, again, some driver's licenses and tags can be renewed online, so they should explore that option and take care of it. But if they have some unique circumstance, maybe they've changed counties or something, and they need to go in and report a new address and get a new county sticker on the tag, I don't think they can do that online. I think they have to do it in person.
For the most part, have you guys seen people heeding the caution as far as the 10-person minimum on gathering in the public?
You know, human nature being what it is, I think people are being more cautious. There's definitely less traffic out. There's fewer people congregating. The restaurants are closed as far as dine-in goes. But occasionally, like if I haven't been to the grocery store, my spouse has been there, and, you know, just conducting normal business, you know, sometimes people, you know, their head's not on a swivel. They're not looking around all the time. They're shopping, and the next thing you know, there's somebody within 6 feet of them. And it's not that they're intentionally trying to avoid the order. It's just these things happen. And so people need to just be more conscious and aware of their surroundings. And but I think the spirit of the order, or currently not the order, but the spirit of the recommendations on social distancing are being followed as far as I can tell.
Well, we got much more to get into here. I want to talk a little bit about crime stats, which have actually gone down a little bit here locally. We'll talk about that on the other side of a break, though. We're listening, we're talking here with Raleigh County Police Department Director Dennis Butler on News Radio KMAN, and we'll continue after this.